The Obama administration recently released a series of clean water regulations that would restore the federal government's authority to limit pollution in the nation's rivers, lakes, streams, and wetlands. Environmentalists have praised the new rule, calling it an important step that would lead to significantly cleaner natural bodies of water and healthier drinking water. But it has attracted fierce opposition from several business interests, including farmers, property developers, fertilizer and pesticide makers, oil and gas producers, and a National Association of Golf Course Owners. Opponents contend that the rule would stifle economic growth and intrude on property owners' rights. Republicans in Congress point to the rule as another example of what they call executive overreach by the Obama administration. Already, they are advancing legislation on Capitol Hill meant to block or delay the rule. Republicans at this point are so utterly ridiculous that they are relegated to screaming about how the federal government supplying safe drinking water, when multiple states are suffering from the worst drought in centuries, mind you, is worthy of a second American Revolution. Under this outrageously broad new rule, Washington bureaucrats will now have a say in how farmers and ranchers and families use their own property, said Senator John Barrasso, Republican of Wyoming and chief author of the Senate bill. It would allow Environmental Protection Agency to regulate private property just based on things like whether it's used by animals or birds or even insects, he said. This rule, he added, is not designed to protect the traditional waters of the United States. It is designed to expand the power of Washington bureaucrats. Barrasso is full of nonsense, of course, like every other Republican opposed to this. When American corporations are polluting our streams, lakes, and rivers and leaving hundreds of thousands without potable water for weeks at a time, maybe the concept of tougher regulations is an idea well overdue.